Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. It's the 5 o'clock fire. Brought to you by Regions Bank.
Oh, it is 5 o'clock. Congratulations. Hopefully you're off work. Luckily for you, old Dirty Show. And T-Mill is out today, but our guy, Quiet Storm, Chris Santiago is in the building. And listen, the latest is this. First, a couple of injury notes with the Astros. The Astros and Jose Altuve, they're big time, I think, as we've said, the best player in organization history. Jose Altuve is going to be out of action for at least 2 months. Dana Brown, the general manager, said that he did have surgery and he can resume, that's the key part, resume baseball activities in 2 months. Then after that time, he will then be on the road to being able to try to get back. So we're at least looking at sometime, you would imagine, in June, Clint, is when they'll expect to have Jose Altuve out. And man, when you just, I mean, you knew he's going to be out a while, 8 to 10 weeks, but boy, you just put it, you hear that like mid-June, closer to the All-Star break is when he'll be back to go for the Astros.
Yeah, look, I think it just puts a sense of urgency on the other guys. I mean, there's pressure on the other guys to perform. There's pressure on the other guys to stay healthy. And when you talk about guys like Michael Brantley, and we can even throw Yordan Alvarez in the mix with his hand, although it appears to be good right now, you never know. Kind of everybody's holding their breath, kind of waiting until opening day to just get there, man. You know, no surprise here, nothing new on the Jose Altuve front, but I think as it's reported on a daily basis, I think it just puts me in a position where I'm just like, man, this, now you're thin in the lineup in terms of you know, other guys that may start the season on the injured list or their health is up in the air. The starting rotation and the lineup, man, you're a couple of injuries away from being in trouble.
Yeah, it puts it in perspective of, all right, like how long is it going to take for him to get ready from the 2 months? Because this is going to be a deal of, like, he can stay in shape, right? Like, I don't think that's going to be the problem because, you know, it's a finger issue. But he's just going to go 2 months without swinging a bat. Like, without gripping a bat, yep, to get comfortable. Like, is that a 2 week thing? Is that a 3 week thing? What is it? We're seeing how long it took for Yordan Alvarez to get moving with the hand thing, coming off surgery. Are we looking at, you know, a week of in the cages, then a week of doing some bullpen sessions where he's hitting off live pitching, and then he goes to do a rehab start. Then you get him back. That's just the thing. Is this 2 months that moves to 3 months or what? That'll be the deal of, when do we first get to see the real, yeah, Jose Altuve?
Yeah, I think that is obviously in the back of mind. I think for me, it's, as I said, it's more on, okay, we know he's going to be out 8 to 10 weeks. We've known that for a couple of days now. Boy, how do you weather that storm, if you will? And you know, you're on the cusp of starting a season with no Altuve, no Michael Brantley. Another setback, and you could be staring a rough start to the season in the face for sure.
By the way, with that, also in that lineup, Kyle Tucker, they said he suffered a mild sprained ankle. They're calling him day-to-day. Dana Brown said he should be fine. So that's another piece, another hitter. There, someone on the text line was wondering how come he didn't pitch hit in the game last night at the WBC, and that's because he wasn't going to play.
He was injured, yeah.
He was injured. So that is the latest there with Jose Altuve, at least 2 months. And then today, Astros scratched Hunter Brown from his final spring start with a lower back tightness. They said it's for precautionary reasons, general manager and Dusty Baker said. But that is one to look at, Clint, because obviously we know that they're without Lance at this moment. And we've said it since the Lance injury. Like, somebody else has to miss starts. And then we're looking at Brandon Belak and Pinocchio, or Forrest Whitley, as some of you may know him as. So, I mean, this is one to watch.
Yeah, I mean, I just immediately go back to, boy, coming into the season with Lance McCullers as a guy that you were heavily dependent on. Might bite him in the tail. I mean, you had no option. He was already under contract, but at the end of the day, letting Verlander, and look, I'm not saying they should have signed Verlander. I'm just talking about what's real here in Houston is Lance McCullers, no surprise, he gets injured, and now you're down to some young guys that you, I'm talking about at the lower part of the back end of the rotation, you got a couple of young guys that you just don't know nothing about. You don't know anything about, at the end of the day, we don't know anything about Hunter Brown. Yeah. And we know it was good while you know the little sample size that we saw last year, but you know is that Hunter Brown or was that a hot start? Yeah. You know, can he stay healthy for an entire season? I think Hunter's going to be fine, but it does remind me or put me in a spot show where I immediately go, man, this rotation once again without Lance McCullers, you're awfully thin because you don't have the luxury of a six or seven man rotation, you know, a six man rotation with another guy waiting
like last year,
in the last couple years.
Yeah. Last year this happened. It was Christian Javier. Oh, yep. Let's bring him back. Let's roll with him. Or it was Hunter Brown is down there in AAA only because we just don't have space.
Yeah, and even, you know, I know Tyler's not here. I hate to bring this guy up when Tyler's not here, but I mean, Jake Odorizzi. I mean, I know he wasn't worth a damn, but you at least had a guy that could eat a few innings for you. You had a plan.
Yeah.
I mean, you had a major league pitcher. You had a plan if you needed that seventh starter, if somebody got injured and you wanted to stay with a six-man rotation, or if you needed help middle relief, you had an answer. Just a luxury that they don't have this year. And anytime something like this with Hunter Brown or Jose Urquidy or Luis Garcia or Christian Javier, anytime that pops up, I think it's – You get a little tighter than maybe you have in the past.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens there with their rotation. Hopefully, and we will keep you updated here on Sports Radio 610. Hopefully, this is just, as they said, precaution, and he doesn't miss any time. The regular season is March 30th. It is the 22nd now, so we are
right around the corner.
We're right there, 8 days away. So we'll keep an eye on that with the back tightness with Hunter Brown.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, Clint, a notable stretch coming up for these young quarterbacks. Today, C.J. Stroud had his pro day at Ohio State. Tomorrow, one we'll be on top of and looking at is Bryce Young's pro day at Alabama. By the way, Nick Caserio wasn't at the pro day in Ohio State today. He was at SMU, but there were several scouts there for the Texans. Also, coming up on Friday, Clint's favorite, Will Levis, his pro day at Kentucky will be Friday. And then Anthony Richardson, March 30th, will hold his pro day. Clint, who's this most important for? Whose pro day is? Because I heard Nick Caserio say, God, man, I could probably count how many times on one hand somebody in a pro day controlled setting, knowing the receivers, planned out, they've worked on it, that's had a bad pro day. But who do you think is most important for this pro day?
This particular pro day?
The four quarterbacks. Stroud today had his, Bryce Young, Will Levis, which is Friday, and Anthony Richardson.
Well, I think in the big scheme of thing, they're all important, first of all. I'm not of the thought, and I hate to even hear people talk about, minimize workouts. I hate to even hear it. I'm not saying it's anywhere near as impactful or important as the film. the on-field action that these guys had. I'm not saying that, but damn it, it's important. There's no question about it. I would say Bryce Young, just because Bryce did not throw. I mean, he didn't participate at the combine. It was all about weight. It was all about height. It was all about meeting with different teams. And so yeah, I would say it's probably the biggest for Bryce Young, because nobody's seen him throw.
Yeah, to me it's your favorite, Will Levis. Bryce. Listen, man, there's not much physically like throwing the football Bryce can do, even if he had a bad day tomorrow, that Bryce could do that steers me away from what I watched on tape. Unless he just has a just awful, awful showing, then that maybe you look at this. But Will Levis, man, he was the one clearly that did not impress at the combine. He was the one that had some struggles at the combine. And these other three, they're rising. I mean, we're seeing Anthony Richardson slipping into the top five. I've heard you say yesterday, hey, Indy, I'm not sure. Hell, Anthony Richardson, all of the measurables is what has a lot of people excited. Will Levis, he struggled at the combine, at least struggled for, a guy who's looking to be in the top 10. He has to have a huge pro day on Friday to get back to the level he was, because these other three have clearly, to me, separated themselves from the combine.
That's fair. That's fair. I think one interesting thing to come from Ohio State's pro day today was how many representatives the Carolina Panthers had at this particular pro day. Carolina Panthers had 14 representatives.
And not just nobodies. Like, they had them. They had the general manager. They had the head coach.
Oh, they had scouts. They had the head coach. They had a quarterback coach. They had the offensive coordinator. They had 14 representatives at this. Now, does anybody else want to tell me how unimportant a workout is? I mean, I'm not saying this isn't overkill, but I'm going to tell you that I saw the list. I mean, I saw a list of teams. There were probably 8 to 10 teams that had more than 6 people there. I mean, anybody want to tell me again how unimportant these workouts are? And it's not even just about C.J. Stroud. It's Ohio State, for crying out loud. How about Jackson Smith and Jigba?
Yeah.
You don't think there's any value in seeing him run routes?
They got a big-time left tackle.
Yeah. There's a lot of value in this, and clearly Carolina thought so. We'll see what tomorrow with Bryce Young, what that looks like at Alabama. It'll be interesting. I know here in Houston – we'll be keeping a close eye on what the Carolina Panthers do tomorrow at Bryce Young's pro day versus what they did today at C.J. Stroud's pro day. I'll be shocked if the Carolina Panthers don't load up the majority of, if not all, of these 14 and go straight to Bama. Even if it's just playing mind games, I would imagine that they would do that. So I'm a big fan of workouts. I'm still in awe that there was 14 reps, I'll be honest with you.
Yeah, we'll
I don't know that it takes 14.
14 to 3. Texans had 3. They had 14.
Texans had 3. No, they were not the offensive coordinator, the general manager, or the quarterback coach, or the head coach, for that matter.
I sure hope they're all in Tuscaloosa tomorrow, at least
That is interesting to me. Are we sure of that, by the way? Ohio State Pro Day, first-round tackle, first-round wide receiver, first-round quarterback, and they've always got got your lower-level guys that are
there. D-linemen, things like that. Yeah.
No GM, no OC, no DC, no head coach.
SMU.
Mm.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, an interesting trade that continues to add for the Jets. The Jets, one, they added Mecole Hardman, former chief speed guy down there. They've added him, and they've traded Elijah Moore to the Browns. The Jets sent Elijah Moore and their 2023 third-round pick, number 74 overall, to the Browns for the Browns' second-round pick, 42 overall. Source tells Adam Schefter the Jets now have 2 second-round picks, 42 and 43, which they can use to get more things, to get more and to trade for Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, this is one here, show that bothers me a bit. I'm going to be honest with you. because both of these guys are the type of player that I think that the Texans really need. We talked about it a little earlier with the wide receiver position. These are real gadget guys. I think Bobby Sloak would have a field day with these guys. I was hoping Smitty and I, when you were out, Smitty and I were talking about free agents. Miko Hardman was a guy that I hope the Texans were interested in. Look, I know Elijah Moore has been an absolute headache for Robert Saleh up in New York. So I mean, he had to check some boxes in terms of off the field and some attitude issues and things of that nature. But I mean, clearly they picked him in a very similar scheme to what the Texans are going to do. And now he goes to the Brown, which is a fairly similar scheme, relatively speaking. Elijah Moore, these are two guys that I hope the Texans can find similar players.
What they could do.
Yep.
It'll be interesting. Hey, I'm telling you, I think Aaron likes it. I think Aaron likes to see the setup. Alan Lazard, who he got there, his guy there, and now speed on the outside with Garrett Wilson.
Yep.
Like they've got a nice little crew set together there with the Jets as long as they get this. Like Aaron's going there, right? Like this is.
I would think so. Green Bay's got to get it figured out. Don't blame it on Aaron.
Is that what he said? Yeah.
Don't blame it on Aaron, man. Green Bay's the one dragging their feet. Up. Yep.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, and one of the most wild, just interesting stories to watch: the Pelicans, New Orleans Pelicans. Zion Williamson, cleared for activity, out 2 weeks, though. He has been out since January 2nd with a strained hamstring.
I mean, this guy's got he has to be breaking records of how many – wasn't he number one overall?
Yep.
I mean, he's got to be breaking records of how many days a number one overall has missed in his career.
Chris, how many games does he miss? He's missing
a lot.
30, 40 a year. And he got a second contract, didn't he? Yeah, they gave him a second contract because, like, when he plays,
he's so good.
I mean, he's 20. He's like 27 and 8. Like, he is just unstoppable.
Has he played a season's worth of games in his NBA career?
Oh,
in
a
his
season's worth. Career? I bet he's played. I bet he's played a season's worth. Maybe just. I bet he hadn't played. It was 82
Maybe
games.
Shy.
I bet he had played 90.
How long has he been in the league?
See, him and Ja, they came in about 4 years, maybe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they got a second contract after three. Yeah, I'd be shocked if he's played 100 ball games. I'd be shocked, and I mean, he's going, like, it's a strained hamstring. January 2nd, like to where he got to be reevaluated. But I think he had a setback. I don't know, like he's had so many things from the
They should have saw this coming when he blew out the shoe, man.
When he blew out the shoe. Mm-hmm.
When he blew out the shoe at Duke.
I mean, I probably still would have drafted you, but I mean, I'm just, from the
honestly,
eating.
I would have gotten Jaw first.
From the diet. One. Would you have? I don't believe.
No.
Would you?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, man. I can't. That's, like, after, you take yourself.
After what he did in March Madness?
No, he was good. Man. He was good with the Murray State Racers.
So now you're going to tell me you watched Murray State in the tournament?
No,
okay. Yeah.
He is good. He was really, really good. But Zion was, like, this was box office. This was a guy that's a franchise changer. Now, I didn't know that about Ja. Hell, Ja's not like Ja's playing either. But he's a.
Hey, not too much on
it. It's a little different reason. But he's a different guy. But, man. I'd have picked Zion, and I've been sitting here. Yeah, my bet he ain't played 98 games. All right, coming up, we talked about a little bit about the Ohio State Pro Day, but there was one major thing that happened at that Pro Day that could be enormous for the Texans. We'll discuss that coming up.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's LYST. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Sports Radio 610 presents Clint Sterner and the Show.
Shout out to the Trailer Wool and Frame text line who always jumps in. Out of a possible 287 games at this point of his career, Zion Williamson has only played 114 of them. Man's missed 173 games.
Man, he's about 30% clip.
61 is his high watermark. Games played in a season. Just flat missed one season. Missed 173 games.
Get healthy, young man.
Seriously, please, boy. Because he's dominant when he's out
there. My understanding from some guys in the New Orleans area that cover this team intimately, I don't know that he does everything he can to stay healthy. Like in his own power.
No, I mean, well, the eating scene there has not been helpful for him. has been said, as that fool Shaq Charles said, man, he looks like me and Shaq had a baby. Well, that sent Shaq over the edge. All right, listen, Ohio State's pro day today was big, and CJ Stroud, as you spoke about it, hell, the Carolina Panthers flew everybody they have in the organization there to watch it. But Clint, to you, what you saw today, what in particular when it comes to the Texans, at the Ohio State Pro Day jumped out to you the biggest?
I tell you, the number one thing I was waiting to hear, and the number one thing I thought could come out of this would be Jaxon Smith-Njigba and his 40-yard dash.
Oh, come on.
He did not run at the combine. He looked really, really, really good in all of the receivers' drills, really fluid, great hands, natural catcher of the football. Like catching the football is an afterthought for him. I mean, it's a lot of guys you can see fighting it. Boy, he's so smooth with it. And the only thing left – the only box left unchecked for Jaxon Smith-Njigba was the 40. I mean, what kind of speed does he possess? And to me, it wasn't about is he a blazer or not. It was about checking a box. And my fear for Jaxon Smith-Njigba was that it was going to be slow to the point of people concerned would be concerned about it.
What would have been a concerning time?
Four sixes would have been bad. I think would have been bad for him. I mean, I think it'd have been tough. I think it would have been something that the media really would have hung on to. And I firmly believe that media when the guy the draft the gurus when they latch on to something and start hammering, I firmly believe it impact. I think teams hear it. I think people hear it. I think it's human nature. I think it does impact at times how teams handle guys. And I think if you're a wide receiver and you're as smooth and as good and as productive when you're healthy as Smith and Jigba has been, and all of a sudden you throw up a bad 40 number after coming off of an injury and staying injured this last season, I think there'd be some major concerns. So it's about checking a box or not, not whether he can or can't play, in my opinion. And he checked that box today.
Yeah, yeah. And because you were saying 4.4, 4.6, he ran a 4.48. That's what I'm gonna. Some people said between 4.48, 4.52. As somebody who
is the normal thing to do there would be take the very middle number, which would be 4.5.
That's not how I see it. Okay, I see fair. It as the take 4.48. The best. That's what take I see best. It as. Okay. That's what we do.
That's fair.
And especially when you're rolling for Smith and Jigba guy. If this was Jordan Addison, I might go 4.52. But no, I. So what is that? So in terms of how coaches, organizations think, we're looking 4.6 with this guy, and this guy's 6'1", 200 pounds. We see 4.6, but now we see potential 4.48. Like, how does that change the thinking, if any? Because when you watch his tape, you see explosive player, run after the catch, got some movement and yep, made big plays. He'll just go watch the Rose Bowl against Utah 2 years ago, and you're like, he jumps off the page. We've heard from his teammates that are in the NFL, and Chris Olave and the reigning Offensive Rookie of the Year, and Garrett Wilson say, hell, he was better than all of us, at least more talented than all of us. Like, what does that, if any, does that amount of time, how does that change people's thoughts? Because if he ran a 4.6, he'd have dropped.
Yeah, if he'd have ran a 4.6 handheld time, he'd have dropped. I think it would have been a real hang-up for a lot of teams. Yes, I do believe that. And this is how crazy it is. I mean, a 4.48 to a 4.52 handheld versus laser is not that far from a 4.6 if we're being honest here. But the fact that what teams have on paper for Smith and Jigba is ultimately a 4.48 to a 4.52, at least what we know, what we've been told at this point in time. I don't think it has any bearing on his ability to play the position. Now, if I were you, I would maybe be in a little different, I mean, this number would impact me, my opinion, differently. I think he's a true blue lock, stock, and barrel slot in this league. 4.48, 4.52, handheld time, laser. I don't give a rip. That's enough. That's good. As you said, his film is really, really good. I think he wins with he wins more with twitch and change of direction and suddenness and understanding defenses more than he wins with just sheer I'm better than you athletically anyway. This doesn't impact me a whole lot. I'm checking the box and I'm moving on. Wherever I had him slated, if that's top 10, if that's top 15, I'm gonna keep on keeping on with him right where I believed he was before.
All right, so you've been on this, and we've gone back and forth on this as a slot. 6'1", 200 pounds. All right, same set, basically the same size as Jamar Chase, same size as other guys. When I think slot, like in my mind, I'm thinking Elijah Moore, who just got traded, Wes Welker, Danny Amendola, who was here a couple years ago. When I think that's the deal that I'm thinking of. When I think about, you know, maybe on the outside gives you a bigger playmaking potential. Would you draft a slot guy this early?
Yeah, no. If I'm convinced that he is, to me, it's not about the inability to play outside. I don't know that if he were just solely an outside guy, like if he didn't have the ability to win with twitch, I don't know that I'd have him at 12. But to me, it's not about can he or can he not win outside. I just firmly believe that he is a guy. He's not Jamar Chase. He's not. I don't think he's Justin Jefferson. I think he is more like, I think he's more in the role of a Cooper Kupp. Like I think he's going to be super dynamic in his route running. I think he's going to have unbelievable feel versus zone coverages and almost sees the game through a quarterback lens. I think that's just the way that he's going to be successful and produce at the NFL level sooner rather than later.
Because it feels like that example, Cooper Kupp, is the only real example where it's like our slot guy is our lead guy. Like is our lead receiver, is our number one receiver. So at least when you see that, you're like, all right, you say Cooper Kupp, all right, Cooper Kupp is, hell, he won the Triple Crown 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Where he led the league in receptions, receiving yards, and touchdowns, receptions. But, yeah, it's just like when I think about the dynamic of big play receivers, and I think if you're taking a receiver at 12, you're looking at a big play guy, it generally doesn't seem, in my mind, to come from the slot. And that is my concern, because I'm just like, all right, if he's a slot guy, do I want to take him that early? Do I want to take a slot guy at 12? Unless, I guess, he's going to be used the way that Cooper Kupp is used. That's just my thinking, is at 12, I think they desperately need a receiver, but I'm thinking they need a receiver that's a big-time playmaker. And that's what I see on the film, and I guess I got to hang up a slot guy doesn't equal, to me, number one receiver.
Yeah, I mean, I think it depends on where he goes, and I don't think he's a guy that you put in the slot, especially if you're going to draft him 12 overall. You put him in a slot and just leave him there. I mean, I think he's a guy that you move a lot, a guy that you know, you take advantage of that 200-pound frame. I just don't believe you're going to get the production.
I get what you're saying. The best that he can be to you is the most that you can get. Can he play outside? But you think the best where you can get the most out of him is in the slot.
Yeah, I see Cooper Kupp. I see Christian Kirk. I see. I think Travis Kelce's a good example in terms of how he plays the receiver position, how he plays the tight end position more like a wide receiver does. I think those are kind of the guys. I don't see him show as a guy that you can put at the boundary receiver and say, go beat man-to-man coverage consistently. I'm going to throw you back shoulders and things of that nature. And if you draft a guy at 12 and you're going to be an X receiver, you better be that guy. I don't think that's how he's going to be viewed and used in the NFL.
Yeah, I see him in that Cooks role, like what Cooks has played on the.
I think that could be fair.
Yeah,
that could be fair.
All right, Laremy Tunsil, he spoke to the media today, and wait till you hear what he said he is going to be. Not nobody else. Nobody else said it. Laremy Tunsil said what his goal is to be. We'll let you hear that coming up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back into The Drive. Chris has been holding it down. Holding it down pretty good today as Tyler is out today. Clint, remember coming up, not just you, Clint, but everybody listening, Texans All Access, they follow us. Don't want to miss that.
Let's get it on, baby.
That's right. Thank you. I thought I could get away from that. At least it's not the cap one. That one, that's the one that, that I'm not a big fan of.
Rock and roll, meow. Oh,
no, shouldn't have said it. But yeah, they're coming up behind us. Texans All Access. John Harris, Mark Vandermeer. So stay tuned for that. Laramie Tunsil, he spoke to the media today, Clint. He talked to the media, and I thought this was big, because if this is really his focus and his motivation, this is something that the team needs, and it would be huge if he became that guy. This is what he said about what he sees his role as.
Right. So as my role in this team, I view myself as the X factor for this whole entire team, the X factor and a mentor for the young guys, you know, the Jalen Petries, the Damian Pierce, the King Greens. I view myself as a mentor, like a captain role. I want to help those guys in any way that I can. And whenever they need me, they can hit me up. If they got any questions, they can hit me up. Like, I'm here for those guys. I'm here for this team. I'm here to contribute to the team and help them win games also.
He's a captain now, baby. That's Cap. I'm going to stop calling him Laramie or LT. That's Cap. 078. I'm telling you, boy, they put that C on his chest, Clint, after they've ripped it off of Brandon Cooks' jersey. They put it on his chest. Now he's newly motivated. He named him. He said Damian Pierce. He said Jalen Petrie. So the young guys, Kenyon Green. Now he want to be the captain. Hey, I take that. Nobody's asking him to do that, but I take that.
Yeah, look, I love that he's putting it out there. I love that that's the way that he feels. You know, I think this team is in a total different place than they were 2 years ago when he decided to fold it up and call it a day early in the season. And look, at that was a different team. This team right now is in a spot where, you know, yeah, there's a void in leadership. I believe that there's an opportunity for guys to step up. There's an opportunity for these young guys to step up. As I hear that from Laramie Tunsil, it excites the hell out of me, because when your highest paid player, your best player, is also a leader, then you've got a powerful combination there. I just hope that him putting his words behind it, we now see action, right? Because the one thing, and again, I'm not holding this against Laramie Tunsil. If Laramie Tunsil, at this point in time, with D'Amico Ryans in the building, if Laramie Tunsil wants to be an in-season guy, so be it. It doesn't matter to me. The dynamic has changed with Houston. I don't need him at mini camps. I still would like for him to be there. I don't need him to be there. However, if Laramie Tunsil is going to be an X factor, a mentor, a captain, if he's going to be here for this team, he's got to be present in the offseason.
I'm telling you, if he's saying those words, like, you can't not be here to mentor and be the captain of these guys, and they're there and you're not.
Yeah, I mean, it's not you know, you got to get outside your own skin and be somebody you've never been. No, you got to show up, be one of the best players in the NFL, be the highest paid player at your position, one of the highest paid players, hell no, he is the highest paid player on this team, and be you, but allow others to see you buying in, allow others to see you putting in extra work, allow others the opportunity, because you're present, to lean on you and to come to you to be a mentor, to come to you as a leader. Like, you can't do all those things from a distance. You can't do all those things just in season. And so I played with Larry Allen. I played Larry Allen, one of the best offensive linemen that's ever played the game. Larry was not a vocal leader. Larry was not a guy that showed up and was like, follow me. Larry was a guy that was always 100% committed to two things: being the best that he could possibly be, and two, winning football games. That's all that mattered. And that at the end of the day, he was present consistently. And this was late in his career. When I was in the same locker room with him, this is late in his career. He was present, and it was powerful. He didn't come in beating his chest, but when Larry Allen walked in and was in the 8 o'clock group that worked out, every offensive lineman that was young and up and coming and trying to get to where Larry was, their ass was in that workout group for no other reason other than whatever Larry's doing, I'm going to do. And I know the way. This guy can be the best in the game doing it this way. I'm going to follow him. Then he gets in the weight room. You see the level of intensity. I'm going to match that intensity. I'm going to work out the way that I should work out in the offseason. Larry Allen showing me how to do it. How was that possible? Because he was present. And so I think that, to me, that's where I go immediately with Laramie Tunsil. This team is out of the phase where I believe that it is just absolutely paramount that you're here in the offseason. Just generally speaking.
I
think he's got guys in this building, youngsters, a head coach. There's people in this building that can lead, that can hold guys accountable. They don't need Laramie Tunsil to do that. But if Laramie Tunsil is going to be, if he's going to go out there, step out there, and talk about being a mentor and talk about being a captain, he got to be present, man. Yeah. You don't have to be somebody you ain't, but you got to be here.
Yeah, that's got to be the start. Like, if you're gonna take on this role to be captain, that's going to be the start. And, I mean, there is a void, though, Clint, of a veteran. Like, there's Jerry Hughes out there, right? And there's...
That's a good one. Jerry Hughes is a good call.
Jerry Hughes.
I think Shaq Mason will have the ability to do some of that, hopefully.
Yeah, but those guys are new to the team, too. I'm just like.
But what we're talking about, the level of leader that we're talking about is, I mean, if you ain't got it, it don't matter how, you know what I mean? Like if they don't have it, like if they don't have the ability, then you're right. You're not going to do it year one. You're not going to do it in year five. But if they're true leaders of men, and I'm not, I know that's cliche, but. Like if you truly show up and people gravitate to you and you just have a natural ability to hold people accountable, then it don't matter if it's year one or year five. I'm just thinking of upper.
I'm thinking of veterans. Bringing in.
I'm thinking of veterans with pelts on the wall.
Yeah, Denzel Perryman is new. Like, yep. All of them, Jimmy Ward, they're new.
The odds are there's a handful of those guys, though, that, again, it don't matter what team they're with, what locker room they're in, they're going to lead. They're going to be there. They're going to work. They just – in fact, I'll be honest with you. There at some point there's going to be a couple of guys that Nick and D'Amico sign that don't do those kind of things. It would surprise me if Dalton Schultz, Jimmy Ward, Shaq Mason, Denzel Perryman. It's going to really surprise me if those guys are not in Houston in the offseason, grinding in mini camps, learning in mini camps. Working in mini camps to get better,
and the captain needs to be right there.
That's it. If you're gonna be all that, I don't know.
You said it because nobody forced you to say this.
That's it.
Unless he sat down with D'Amico and D'Amico said that's his expectation, which I don't think. Yeah. I don't know that he would be, yeah. But he seemed.
Well, I'm just fresh out of excuses. Not for him. I'm talking about for like I've said before. I don't have it in my nature. It's not in my blood personally to look at an organization and say, boy, y'all are dysfunctional as hell. So I'm just gonna call it up. Right, but I do understand where there's individuals and there's money on the line, and sometimes not being there, being a part of it is probably better for you financially and mentally, for being honest. Those days are behind us in Houston. Like, I could see what ultimately, I don't like it, I hate it, I think less of Brandon Cooks for the way that he handled it, but I could see all of that crap that was going on caused the man to flip. I could see that. I mean, what was going on was inexcusable. It's nuts, right? But those days are behind us. Like, D'Amico's got a little different vibe, I think, motivation for players to buy in and commit and sacrifice. Like, I could see Laramie changing his ways with D'Amico in there.
Yeah, I think one thing we've talked about before is it's one thing, you know, have leaders, but have, like, the most accomplished and the biggest dude out there, yeah. that's the voice in the locker room, because he's the most, even with the additions, he's the most accomplished person on the team. And as you said, highest paid, that's a big deal if he wants him. I'm glad. I really want to see him. Like, oh, you want to be this? You want to take this up the next level? Because you would love it. You'd love it if your highest paid player and your best player wants this.
Yeah.
And I've not always been sure that that's what Laramie wanted. I just didn't think that was his deal.
Well,
the point you're making with Larry Allen, everybody ain't that. Yeah. Maybe y'all had Darren Woodson, that was that guy. You had other guys that were that guy. That He's not like you talked about these young guys. In my mind, the whole time I tried like hell not to interrupt you because I wanted to know if Flo Zell Adams was making it to those 8 o'clock meetings.
Flo did his own thing.
I was gonna say you said all them young offensive linemen. I was thinking to myself, I just don't believe Flo Zell Adams.
No. To be clear, I was talking about young offensive up and coming guys that weren't established. Flo Zell was one of them guys that was. He knew he was gonna start. He knew where he was gonna be. But yeah, no Flo. Now he was there. But he was there because they forced his ass to be there, and he was there overweight half the time, getting fined for it. But, I think about like best case scenario in the context of what we're talking about, right? Best case scenario, if Laramie Tunsil is this X factor mentor captain here for the team, and I'm talking about full 100% that dude, and Shaq Mason is a 2-time Super Bowl winner. That is bought completely in. If those two dudes are in lockstep and are locking arms with D'Amico Ryans and that kind of power, you talk about a tremendous asset for a young quarterback. Wow. I mean, it I don't know that it can get much better.
Yeah.
I mean, two of your big dudes up front, they got you, right? I mean, it's just whatever you need, you go to them. They'll get it right. I mean, that's pretty powerful, man. Got a chance to be really powerful. We'll see what happens.
I feel like this is, as Chris just sent this, I feel like this is going to be something that's going to jump off here in the next day. Near head coach of the Houston Texans and now current quarterback coach of the Carolina Panthers. Talking about a game of horse with C.J. Stroud, Josh McCown to Stroud. Maybe when you live in Charlotte, we can find a court and play.
Oh, nice. Oh, nice.
Is this Josh McCown out here, huh?
Josh can hoop.
I bet he can.
No, Josh can go.
Yeah, I don't. I'm not doubting that. I'm just talking about Josh saying when you live in Charlotte, we can play. what the hell are you trying to tell us, Josh?
Yeah, it is. It's going to be interesting to see how they handle this. I mean, at some point they're going to come out. If they're that in love with CJ, at some point they're going to come out and.
I think, and we'll talk about this more. I'm sure we'll talk about this more tomorrow. I just. Shoot, dude, I'm not one to just don't play around with it. Just say it. Like, to me, let's go ahead and move forward right now. You know who you're going to take. You're not trading down. Like, I'm going, hey, man, C.J. Stroud's my guy. Bryce Young is my guy. Let's go. That's what the Bengals did with Joe. A lot of basically what they did with Trevor. Let's do it, man. You traded all the way up here. You ain't do it just – I don't know who I'm going to get. Coming up next – Texans All Access, stay tuned for that. And I heard Figgy working hard. The Best Of is back as well, following them at 7 o'clock. Clint, great job. Chris, way to hold it down as well. Tyler, we missed you. I am Ron, the show Hughley, as always, Houston. We love you, baby.
Hey, show, grab me another silver bullet, Bob.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.